New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple at the airport heading to West Lafayette here shortly. Jake Sorensen and Bill Bush with you. Hour 2 is always sponsored by your friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on with Shin Daddy today in Creighton, Bill?
The obscure college football. Steve Shin Daddy. Steve Sterling.
Whoa.
Shin Daddy has made his picks.
Oh, yeah.
On three games. So his first game that he chose was New Mexico versus New Mexico State.
Okay.
New Mexico State, I have favored as 9-point favorites.
You are correct. New Mexico. He has
selected New Mexico. Take New Mexico.
Okay.
Is his selection. His next game is Florida State at SMU, and all I right. have SMU as 6-point favorites in that. Is that still what you have on that, Jake?
Confirm. Yes, 6-point favorites, SMU, yes.
Yes, he says take FSU. I push back on that one, but Steve Sterling says take FSU.
Okay.
So he's taking New Mexico over New Mexico State, FSU over SMU. And the final game, he's got Tulsa at North Texas. North Texas, 6.5-point favorites. And he's saying take North Texas. So his three picks are New Mexico, FSU, North Texas.
Okay.
So that is Steve Sterling.
Shin Daddy has spoken. I like that.
On three obscures.
Okay. Well, that's why we like...
It leads us right into our next
guest. That's right. And we are now joined on the hotline by our weekly Friday guest, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports League. Good morning. Are you ready to watch another slate of football this weekend?
Yep. But I have decided to not watch the Dolphins game live.
Well,
I don't know
who the quarterback will be. As of right now, yesterday, Mike McDaniel said, we don't have the quarterback picked. It could be Tyler Huntley, a.k.a. Snoop. Yeah. It could be a banged-up Skyler Thompson. It could be Tim Boyle, who has never...
Give me Boyle stats, please, Jake.
I think it's going to be Tyler Huntley.
Do you remember this? Have you seen these stats, Lee, in college? Yeah. Tim Boyle at UConn. In 24 games, had one touchdown and 13 interceptions, and he's made that into an NFL career as a backup somehow. I don't understand. It makes no sense. It will never make sense, ever.
Did you remember the game where the Dolphins played the Jets? Remember
that was last year, the Hail Mary. The pick six, Javon Holland, the Hail Mary last year. And now he's on the Dolphins. Why? Why do we do this to ourselves?
That's right. What you have to do is go out, go do something during that time, and I watch it later that night, the next day. It takes like 22, 23 minutes without commercials and huddles, and it's not as painful.
Well, the Dolphins play Monday night, so you can wait till Tuesday to watch the game.
Tuesday. Don't do it to yourself.
Watch the Sunday games, take Monday off, and try to catch the recap Tuesday. That's what we're going to do. Yeah. Dolphins 1-2, pain. A lot of pain there. But... Lee, we're talking about games that aren't the Dolphins, and that's college football. And the epic game of the weekend, Georgia on the road to Alabama, a two-point favorite against the Crimson Tide. Will Kirby Smart get the best of Kalen DeBoer or not?
So, this is going to be a fun game to watch. I mean, talk about the quarterbacks. Carson Beck, probably a top five pick. The Dolphins can tank properly this year. Could be ours. Also, Alabama's Jalen Milroe. Probably not going to be a high pick, but dynamic dual-threat quarterback. Both teams use a lot of running backs. Bama uses Jim Miller and Justice Haynes. Georgia, they mix and match like four or five guys. So I think all that, both teams are about equal. The difference might come down to one play or one player. And if it does, it might be Ryan Williams, true freshman for Alabama, number two. Kid that reclassified, 17 years old, should still be in high school. 10 catches and 4 touchdowns. He is really developing a bond with Jalen Milroe. Georgia looking for that guy who can make the big catch. They thought it was going to be Dominic Lovett. He would maybe take over for Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers. 9 catches so far, but he is yet to see the end zone. And how about this? The home team, when two top five teams square off, home team has won 17 of the 27 matchups. I'm going to go with a small favorite, wrong team favorite, which should be an instant classic. Alabama 27-24.
Bama 27-24. Yep. Kalen DeBoer gets the big win over Kirby Smart, his first season with the Crimson Tide. Moving on to the Big Ten, Michigan, a big win over USC last weekend, which I think you picked that win, Lee. Nice work in that. Michigan, a 9.5-point favorite against Minnesota, who had a good first half and imploded against Iowa in the second half. Does Michigan run it back here?
I think Mr. Row Your Boat is going to put up a lot of reminders to his team. Last year, they were embarrassed at home, 52-10. I think the gap has really closed. I think that by watching Michigan, they are one-dimensional. They're going to have to open up. They want to beat some good teams. They got lucky last week. Every break went their way. But the Gopher offense, just they've underperformed. I think that they're finally going to have a breakout, and this might be the game here. This kid, Max Brosmer, looks like he's good. They have a couple decent running backs. I think Michigan's going to escape here, 17-14. I think people are going to fall for the trap, take Michigan. I'm not going to do it. Gophers here, plus the points, that's the play.
But Michigan wins 17-14, but Gophers make it close there. I move it. It was run by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, going through the weekend's game in college football. Next in the Big Ten, Indiana 4-0 with Kurt Google Me Signetti. Great start for them. They are 7-point favorites against Michael Oxley and Maryland. Dude, the Hoosiers get to 5-0, Lee.
If you haven't watched Indiana yet, this is a fun team to watch. I'm not saying they are a great team. Fun team to watch. They brought in Curtis Rourke from Ohio, two-time All-MAC quarterback. Brought in a couple new running backs. Brought in like 5 different receivers. Their receivers from last year don't even really see the field. One of them, they are all good. This kid named Miles Price from Texas Tech, receiver and kick returner. Really dynamic. Offense is great. Defense, not very good at all. A lot of new faces, but just not up to Big Ten standards here. I'm going to go with the over. I think it's a better play here. Over 52 total points in Indiana and Maryland.
Okay.
Over fun game to watch.
Okay. Okay, moving on to Ohio State, 24-point favorites against Michigan State on Saturday, Lee.
Ohio State is really talented. I mean, they got a 1-2 punch at running back and receiver. Might be the best in the country. Still not a big Will Howard fan. I just think he's okay. He's just like the kid McCord last year. Not a difference maker here. If he was so good, he'd still be in Manhattan. Kansas, starting for Kansas State. I think Michigan State's biggest problem, turning the ball over. 4 turnovers last week. They turn it over just 2 times. They beat Boston College here. So Aiden Shiles is going to have some growing pains. He likes to take a shot down the field too much. But I think Michigan State is going to slow it down here, milk the clock. Goal is to be within striking distance in the fourth quarter. Wouldn't take Michigan State on the road, but at home, also playing on grass. You know, maybe they don't cut the grass for a couple weeks, just like Notre Dame used to do when they played Miami back in the day to negate some of that speed here. I think Michigan State's going to keep this close here for three quarters. Ohio State wins 35-17, but Michigan State covers.
Okay, so a lot of covers so far. Joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. To our game, Nebraska at Purdue, 11 a.m. in probably a very sleepy environment in West Lafayette. Huskers, 10-point favorites after the loss to Illinois here in Lincoln in overtime on Friday. Do they bounce back in West Lafayette, Lee?
If they follow the game plan, they should. And Duke is, Purdue is awful. I mean, their defense is atrocious. They were gashed on the ground on back-to-back Saturdays for 341 yards by Oregon State. If you watched that game last week, Oregon State, I think, threw one time the last, like, 18 or 20 plays, and they knew it was coming, still couldn't stop it. Purdue gave up 362 to Notre Dame. Don't get pass happy like last week. Run the football. So they only ran it 24 times last week for 99 yards. Follow a game plan here. Just don't go to overtime where Nebraska's 0-8 with 0 points scored and zero first downs and four interceptions. Stay away from overtime. Nebraska 31-17.
Huskers get to 4-1. And last game, Lee, USC coming off the loss to Michigan is a 14.5-point favorite against Wisconsin on Saturday.
Yep. I'm going to give this game away to the first five callers. I have a real strong feeling on this game. First five callers that call 800-400-9741. We will give them the USC-Wisconsin game for free. 800-400-9741. And if you want to come on board, last week had the Baker's Dozen. That was a winner. We have our biggest game of the year, a 45-unit major wager best bet.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
We are now, get this, 66-24 on our 40 to 50 unit plays in our career. So they don't come around often. You want to get that 45 unit college football major wager best bet. We don't call it October coming up. We call it Locktober. You can get 5 weeks of games, only $547. If you use coupon code SAVE200, just $347. Where do you hop on board? Just one place. ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always great stuff. Enjoy the games and enjoy the replay of the Dolphins game on Tuesday, not Monday. Watch the replay on Tuesday.
That's awesome. Try it.
I might have to go that route, Lee. It's just gotten painful through three games already. It's just the way it is.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Again, his picks, just to recap that real quick. He has Alabama not just covering the spread, Bill, but winning outright at home 27-24 over Georgia. Michigan wins but does not cover 9.5. Low-scoring game, 17-14 over Minnesota, but a win. Indiana did not give a win or lose. He said over 52 in that game of the over-under against Maryland. Ohio State wins but does not cover 24 points against Michigan State, 35-17 Buckeyes. Nebraska wins and covers on the road per Lee, 31-17 Huskers. And if you want USC, Wisconsin, or any other games, call 800-400-9741. Anything stand out from that at all, Bill, to you?
No, very, very interesting. Yeah. I mean, they were like that. Now, I agree with that. I think that overs is probably going to happen at that Indiana-Maryland game.
Okay.
So the one that maybe I don't know if I'd push back on, but Lee nailed it with Michigan and Minnesota. I just wonder if that – I just think the defense is so good for Michigan that they probably get such good field position for them that maybe they end up being in a cover situation. But okay, the low scoring does add up to me also.
And if Nebraska wins by that score, 31-17, he had a lot of happy fans. Because that should be, ideally, somewhat stress-free in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think, by 14. I think it's going to be very stress-free about middle of the second quarter.
That would be nice.
It'd be very stress-free. Yeah, you just heard him, like you said – It's the place is in disarray.
Yes.
Right now. The Oregon State team, they lost everybody. They had to go try to find players from any place to come. There was the Pac-2.
Yep.
And their coach left. All their good players went to Michigan State with him. And the other ones that were decent went someplace else.
The running back went to Miami. Martinez.
Yeah.
Stud.
Yeah. And so that all the players, so when they rushed for these yards, it wasn't Oregon State of last year that could run the ball really well. That's not the case. And they, like I said, they didn't even throw the ball the last 25 plays. They ran, they threw one pass. And so they're like, they basically just said out of the huddle, we're running the football to our right. And it was still a gain of 6. And I'm just telling you, you don't just fix run defense. You don't just all of a sudden be like, oh, we got it. Yeah, we got it. We're just a couple misfits. That's on it. And they are just in a bad, bad place. So it's a great
now,
situation.
Some YouTubers are pointing this out that they're curious, and this is where you come in as an expert, as a coach here, Bill, that there could be a potential for wind and rain in West Lafayette. How much does that change anything for either team, for Nebraska or Purdue?
Same thing. I think it's almost worse for Purdue because if the weather's bad, what are they going to do? Run the football more. You know, I think this is a game where you have to be. You can't worry about any of your numbers, or which they don't. Nebraska doesn't do that. No one really does. But there's some place like, hey, we still want to make sure we're very balanced, you know, in our attack. We want to make sure we do this like that. I don't know if they have to be balanced in this game. Because I really think they could run if they had the ball for 75 snaps and they ran it 75 times, that they'll win by 30. And so I think they'll be so dominant up front, and they have good running backs. They have that, and it's just a bad matchup. Everybody's been through it before. You're in the run game. Only way you can change it is to add numbers. So they could maybe do a little bit better by adding numbers. If it's a quagmire that you can't you can't hold on to the ball. It's so wet that it's raining hard that the ball's slipping out of hands. Then you could gang up with numbers in the box to maybe create some things. But then Nebraska does the same thing because Purdue is throwing at 40-something%. Right now, they threw for 50 yards against Oregon State. So when it says, well, that could hurt Nebraska a little bit in the throw game. Well, it does the same thing. Purdue can't throw it either, and they already can't throw it even when it's beautiful weather. So I think it's a great situation.
They had the impressive first game where Card missed one pass, and then the next two games, Purdue and last week, not good.
That'd be a good thing to look Oregon up. State. How's Indiana State doing?
That'd be a good thing. They got shut out by Purdue, right?
They did. Yeah, they got shut out like 49-0. So I'd like to know how Indiana State's doing.
We'll check on that.
Yes.
I assume you're going football for Bill's Thrills next
time. Absolutely.
Okay. Then before we get to break, we were informed by a lot of breakers yesterday of a situation with Nebraska basketball. Now,
yes.
If you go back to, I think it was this year, not last. I think it was this year. We could not locate when it was. It
pretty
happened
sure it was
on
a Bill
show.
Thrills, we believe.
You were vouching for a holiday tournament at the Bob Devaney Sports Center for Nebraska basketball.
For it, though. We called it Reboot the Bob.
Reboot the Bob.
And we went through great details. So you had to be, 50 years old to get in? Had to be 50.
I could not go.
You could not go.
I was not allowed back.
You had to be an original. At some point in time, you had to at least be able to say, I went to the game in the Devaney.
Yes.
And so we covered it in great detail, how important this would be to have this. It'd be an epic feel. Like I said, when you play the games that they play in whatever December 30th type of a game where it's not a big game, but it'd be just have it at the Bob. So what's happened?
So that is not quite happening, but it's a step in the right direction that may be happening in the future because Nebraska men's basketball announced yesterday, Bill, that They're going to have their scrimmage October 13th at 2 p.m. at the Bob.
The Bob.
So before the season begins, kind of the welcome back to the season thing. You know, that's kind of, we put that out there. You put that out there. It's not the tournament, but it's a step in the right direction.
Step in the right direction.
Happening here. Yes, so we hope that we helped make this idea happen here.
I would think so. I would think that I'd be hard pressed to think that it was that at some point in time it wasn't said that this was said on the radio show,
right,
that this would be a cool idea for it, because it was noted by a lot of breakers when this popped out that like this has been,
yes,
this has been well discussed, and so I believe it was. We'll have to go to Keith Mann on this one to give us the details on that. But yeah, all that matters is if they're playing in the Bob. That's what matters. But it would be, I just wish it would also go one more level, and they would play a game, like I said, one of those games that's just, be very limited. And I understand that there's a contract with PBA, all those things,
yeah,
but
right,
it would be an epic game.
The idea is incredible. It'd be so fun.
The idea, what you'd like to do in the future is you'd like to try to schedule a Big 8 team to play. You'd like to play Iowa State or someone, and say we're going to play a Big 8 game, and we're going to play it in the Bob, and we're going to play against Oklahoma State or someone of that nature. That, because it would just be, I'm telling you right now, talk about a hard ticket. It would be insane to try to get in that place.
It's
smaller now. It'd probably be, what would it seat, 10,000?
I think it's 8,000.
It's 8,000.
I think it's 8,000 in there.
Which is, when people say, well, that's just way too small. Well, that's what Duke holds.
Right.
Every game.
Cameron Indoor Stadium is not a big stadium.
It's not a big stadium. It's roughly about 8,000.
It's loud for a reason. You're on top of people there.
Yeah. It would be an incredible feeling. So great job by Fred getting that done. I'm sure he was the big part of it, and the administration got it done. So that'll be a very cool setting. They still need to get a game in there, but right, but hopefully they'll reboot the Bob like that. And it started here because of Jake Sorensen.
No.
And Steve Sipple having early break and getting that going.
It's Bill's idea, and hopefully someday the tournament happens there. Mm-hmm. But right now, tickets go on sale October 2nd. Mm-hmm. The scrimmage is October 13th at the Bob. Mm-hmm. So basketball will be back. Way to go, Bill.
What if one of the teams was coached by Danny Nee?
I would encourage it.
One side like that, they divide up the teams for the scrimmage, and Danny Nee gets one of the teams.
Let's have Danny, and let's have Doc Sandler over here. You know, Freddie can just watch. Freddie can just kind of be the ref, basically.
That'd be incredible to have
Doc Sandler back for his third stint at Nebraska.
Have Doc back, him and Danny coach against each other, and Fred just gets to watch.
Yes.
Yeah, we've upped it a little bit more
now. Make that happen.
Here we go.
So let's make that happen. Before we get to break, though, Bill, what are the three words you do not want to hear in IT?
I've been hacked.
Oh, God, those words are bad.
It'd be horrible.
Bad words.
How do you fend it off, Jake?
Well, if I were you, I would probably give Applied Connective Technologies a phone call or go to the website, because they're Nebraska's preferred tech partner. They're in all 93 counties of this glorious
93.
State. 93 of 93, 100%.
If people start with them, How do they stick with them?
I'd say 99% retention.
99% retention.
Yes, on that.
The only reason that someone is no longer with them is because they shut down.
They did.
That's the reason.
And it was their call.
It was their call. They, hey, listen, we're shutting the company down, so we don't need anything anymore. It's like, okay, so we can't retain that. We can't count that as a number.
They manage IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. Please, if you're curious about this, would you go to appliedconnective.com or call 866-358-0109. Free consultation. It's free.
Ask for Will. Will handle everything.
He will.
Will lives in Fullerton, drives to Albion every day, and just handles things. It's an incredible job by him. The company's remarkable. I went up there and spoke to him. It was like being at the most trend-setting company I've ever seen. This was, like I said, and if you don't have cybersecurity, you're crazy.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah.
It's just on you.
The number of times people I see, how many times you see it on social media, I've been hacked. Happens all the time.
Not with Applied Connective.
No
chance.
That's
not going to happen again. Check him out, appliedconnective.com. When we come back, Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.